It is party time, Mom. Welcome to another episode of the Chad Pratt Show here in the Mothership, which is Studio 22. Puppet Master Mark, are you ready for Christmas?
I am. I don't know. It's weird. It doesn't feel like Christmas yet to me.
Well, that's because it's 77 degrees outside in Texas, partly.
Yeah. And there's such a short time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year that it's throwing me off a little bit.
What? Huh?
There's a short time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
I know. I heard the words.
It's throwing me off.
I understand. Like, how is there less time this year than other years in terms of a short time? It was because Thanksgiving was later.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was later this year. It was like about a week later than normal. So it doesn't feel this late in December to me right now.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, I've got a show Friday night. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Vegas. I'm out there. I got a show Friday night at Treasure Island. So if you're out there for National Finals Rodeo and you got nothing to do, there's plenty to do in Vegas. But if you want to, come hang out with me at Treasure Island in the... I love that theater, though. That's the Cirque du Soleil theater that they do Mystère in. And so when you go into the green room, they have all these really weird contraptions for stretching the body. And it's like going into Christian Grey's, you know, fourth bedroom.
Wow.
And yeah, the room with all the toys and the bondage things. But because they have all these gymnasts and these acrobats and stuff for the thing. So it's all in the green room. They have all these. It's weird, Sarah.
That sounds a little bit weird
see
in a green room.
Like there's it's like going to the gynecologist from hell. The stuff that they can do to your body in this. It's weird. Like last year I posted a picture of it on social media because there's these straps and these little places where you put your legs and it just stretches your arms all the way out. And I asked the guy who is the stage manager there, I'm like, how often, and if you've ever been to a Cirque du Soleil deal, I mean, they mix the acrobatics of the circus with this artistic form. It's really pretty amazing to see. But the stage manager, I asked him, I said, how often do y'all have a major injury? And he said, pretty much every show.
Oh my gosh.
I said, he goes, no, we have an injury pretty much every show. And I'm like, dang, dude. Like, how many little Chinamen can y'all pull out that are flipping out of the, you know?
Just have people waiting in the wings.
There's literally 1.7 billion. They can all do flips and fit in a little box. Yeah, there are some jokes there that I don't want to get into. Was that sexist? Racist? Yeah.
I mean, all of them.
Misogynist.
Where's all of the above check mark?
I know. Well, I mean, when I started to talk about a little box, I thought I was fixing to get a little, you know, Peloton commercial. Risque.
Might as well check all the boxes. If you're going to check one, check them all.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's how you work?
Might as well. Mm.
This is the first year, though. This is the first year in the last several that I don't have anything. I don't have a New Year's Eve show. Which is, I don't know what to do with myself. Where's the party?
What are you going
to
do?
Where's the party, Sarah?
Well, let's start one.
Let's have a party.
We're about to, well.
What are y'all doing, kids? Candice, Queen of the Ethiopians, are you going back to the motherland? You going to go wear like tribal stuff? Do a dance around a fire? Maybe drum up some of the spirits of the earth? What is it y'all do?
What we all do?
Yeah, Kwanzaa. How long does Kwanzaa last? Does that take you into 2020?
I'm just going to let you dig deep.
Oh, I don't care. I love living in the hole.
23andMe has still not contacted us, so.
You don't know what you're doing for New Year's Eve?
Yeah, because I don't know what I am.
Oh. Well, that makes the ceremony hard to plan, Sarah. What are you?
It does. What am I?
Yeah. Like, where your people hail from?
Well, my paternal grandfather was from Mexico and my paternal grandmother was from Spain.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they got together and it was a beautiful, beautiful love.
Yes.
Oh, it is fabulous with him. He is a Cuban.
It's very
spicy. I feel like every day is the Bay of Pigs.
Very, very spicy.
Yes.
I was at a Mexican restaurant last night and they had brunch all day, which is awesome.
Oh my God.
When they have the brunch all day. And I ordered a huevos con chorizo.
Bueno.
And the server was also Hispanic. And so when I ordered it, she was like, "You speak Spanish?
Those are my people.
Are you Hispanic?" Because she said, "Oh, had she most, never, people, like, most people can't roll the R's."
Had she not ever, like, really? Run into one?
Yeah. Like, most people can't roll the R's? I didn't realize that.
Corazón. Mi corazón. Can you roll your R's, party foul?
No.
You can't?
I mean, if I really tried, I could. You know, I can. Tell me a word to say.
Your wife will love it. Would,
no, she can.
Say chorizo. Yeah,
no,
say chorizo.
I'm talking about something else.
Chorizo?
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 Chorizo. Chorizo. Chorizo.
Burrito?
Burrito.
Give me one burrito. A burrito with jalapenos.
Yeah, jalapenos. I think I'm going to have me some Mexican food tonight. Don't give me that crap that you cabrito. Give the gringos. I want it hot.
If I say cabrito, it comes out a little
there
bit.
There you go. But
that's because you got it coming off the B.
Brr, yeah, cabrito. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have Mexican food tonight. You know why? Because I'm multicultural. I am. And fat.
Well, that's cultural appropriation, though, and I'm very triggered and offended by that.
I will appropriate whatever culture I want to appropriate.
Sarah,
I'm thinking about pulling a Justin Trudeau.
Why's it got to be Mexican food? Why can't it just be food?
It could be. Well, because I've eaten Honduran food in Honduras, and it tastes like pure shit.
I feel that way about Ethiopian food.
Yeah.
I mean, how many ways can you cook white rice?
I don't want, or sand. Yeah. I don't want Mexican food. I like Tex-Mex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A huge difference.
There
like
is.
Even Mexican food, not so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tex-Mex. It's a whole other thing.
But what about, I love Cuban food.
Do you?
Yeah.
I went through a phase where I would like seek out Cuban restaurants. Mm-hmm. Me and my buddy Lou, we would always go and find them because he lived in Miami for a long time. And so that was like,
yes.
Thing.
Yes. There's a good place.
Yeah.
DFW.
So Bougie Sean and I are starting a new deal on my YouTube called Yardbirds, where we're just going around eating chicken. And I'm just wondering if I can ever get tired of eating chicken. And I just don't think I can. Like, I love it so much. And there's so many different things. It's such a diverse meat.
So, but are you eating just like the fried chicken, or are you also doing grilled?
However chicken comes.
Okay. I was going to say, you can fry it. You can...
Because I get kind of tired of grilled chicken.
Let me tell you guys a great chicken recipe. If you're interested for those. Do you cook?
Please, I don't cook.
You don't cook.
My husband cooks, though.
What is with women that don't cook these days?
It's just, you know, it's a parenting thing.
I'm working.
They didn't get
there. I know, but I know.
Their moms failed them.
That's what happened.
Sorry, Mom.
Were you not hanging out in the kitchen with your mom growing up? Or?
Okay, all right. Hold on. Let me just answer this appropriately. Yeah. I can cook. I don't like to.
Yeah,
I just don't. Okay. I don't enjoy it.
There is a difference.
Yeah,
but I
don't enjoy it. And
I know
so
ladies these days that can't cook.
Oh no, I can. I just don't like to. And I married someone who loves to. So I'm like, have at it.
So I love to cook. And like we just had Thanksgiving, which apparently came later in the Mayan calendar this year. I don't know, but I cook all of the Thanksgiving dinner. Steve's wife, Tony, she said, "What can we bring?" And I said, "Bring dressing or stuffing."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from the South. We call it dressing.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, there's a difference.
There is
if
a difference.
It's stuffed in the bird,
yeah, it's
stuffing.
Not stuffed. But I'm telling you, hands down, best I've ever had in my life. Best I've ever had in my life.
Tony's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
No doubt.
Wow.
It's 20 years of perfecting.
I mean,
to make, you know, with four kids, you're always trying to adjust recipes so everybody likes it.
That sounds.
She mastered
that
it.
Like hell.
Look, I've had. It's my. I'm telling you that turkey and dressing and that the stuff that goes with that. My favorite meal is my favorite meal. And like I said on a show the other day that my mother, she always would say, "We're going to do something different this year, just easier." And she'd make a pan of lasagna. And then at Christmas, "We're going to do something different this year." And she'd make a pan of lasagna. And then the next year, "You know what? We're just not going to mess with all that rest of that stuff. We're going to do something different this year." She'd make a pan of lasagna. So, like, for us, doing something different would have been eating the turkey and dressing.
Yeah.
But,
funny.
Like, if your mom makes lasagna, it's going to have rice with it, too.
Oh, she's going to do rice. My
oh,
mother.
No.
My
I could
mother
never
will make a roast.
Like,
if I took you and Steve, and Steven, your husband, not that Steve, because he's been there. He's been there multiple times with my mother's. If I took you guys over there and I said, "Hey, we're all coming over," she's like, "All right, I'm going to have dinner cooked. I'll have dinner waiting on you guys." She just loves to do that. She loves
Aww.
To, you know, she loves to cater to everybody and serve everybody. But it's going to be a roast.
Okay.
It's going to be a roast. There's going to be potatoes and carrots in the pot with
mm-hmm.
the roast,
yeah.
right? There will be, she'll probably have some mashed potatoes that were leftovers that she can still just heat up, right?
With
and there
the
will still be white rice. There will still be white rice that you can use the gravy, because some people might want rice.
Two kinds of potatoes. And yeah, rice.
And rice. My mother
wow.
is going, he's right. If there's lasagna.
That is dedication to
every
carbs.
Every meal you're going to have rice. We kind of in our household ever went growing up with every meal was a iron skillet full of cornbread. I mean, well, that was the.
So growing up where I grew up, yeah. And I don't really eat this now, although I enjoyed it growing up, is rice and gravy, right?
Yeah.
So like that's not, like that's kind of an old thing.
Yeah,
like people
tips,
don't really do rice and gravy anymore. And my grandmother, my great-grandmother, made the best brown gravy. Just, you couldn't get enough of it. I mean, just put a straw in the bucket and drink it. I mean, it was just the most ridiculously good stuff. Yeah. But I was going to tell you a good recipe. Simple. Here's what you do. Take a breast of chicken, right? Pound it out. Like, get a jar, get a glass, whatever. Just pound it out. Flatten it out a little bit. And then...
Pound the meat?
Yeah, pound the meat. Season it a little bit with salt and pepper. And then take you some olive oil. Put it in frying pan. And get that hot, right? Take it medium high, and get that right there. Put your chicken in there, and just let it start to cook, right? Don't even really brown it. Just let it start to cook. Get both sides like that, and then take it down to just medium low heat. Put the top on it, mm-hmm. and let it just sit there for 10 minutes. Don't peek. Don't open it up. Don't peek.
Don't flip it.
And then take that off, take it off the heat, and you flip it if you want to at that point, but let that sucker sit with the top on for another 10 minutes. I'm telling you, some good yard bird. Simple.
That is simple.
Simple, simple, simple.
I can handle
People overthink the bird, man. Chickens are all delicious until men f*** with them. I shouldn't have said that, Mom. But that's how I feel. I'm passionate about chickens. Nothing but a good rat with a good reputation. That's
Matter
all
fact,
it is.
I think we're
nasty.
Having chicken parm. For dinner tonight.
Yeah. Now I want chicken.
Yep. I kind of
do too. But I've been saying these things that are Candace is flashing me here. Not that kind of flashing. I'm saying as many sexist things as I can before we get into what we're going to talk about. And then I'm going to prove my point, okay? But if you're thinking of replacing your carpet due to pet stains and odors, we just had to clean up after Willie.
It's a true
right?
story.
Willie was in the video.
When he says we, he means me.
Steve yeah. did. Willie just went in there and peed on Hillary Kennedy's news desk there.
And while we were in the middle of a show.
Yeah, and because this is what he'll do normally, like, right? This is Willie. He gets still, but there was just so many people loving him over there. He was in a new place. He didn't have a chance to get acclimated and just chill. And he was a little nervous, and he went over and peed on Hillary's desk.
He's just marking his...
Just dogs doing what dogs do.
Area.
I was in the middle of the show, and I heard the dog just peed on Hillary's desk in my ear.
Steven said it to you. That's funny. Everybody getting all nervous. Yeah, well, that's not just a dog. Like, this dog is famous. I don't think people realize this is a famous dog. Like, this is almost Ren 10-10 or Lassie.
Like, I would agree.
Every time I walk out on stage, people are like, "Where's Willie?" Pissing on Hillary's desk.
I just met him.
Kill Al Baghdadi or nothing.
No, he didn't.
I'm one of his biggest fans.
People always want to know, where's Willie? And I'm like, if I brought him, he's going to, you guys are going to want to touch all over him. He's going to get nervous and he's going to pee on things. So if you have pet stains and odors, you got to try Genesis 950, because Genesis 950 is the most amazing pet stain and odor remover. You just take a little bit of water and add the Genesis 950. It's going to break down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. It's antibacterial. And it's going to remove the pet stains and odors from the carpet and all the way down into the padding. So it can be used in those carpet cleaning machines. It's green, so it's safe for your family, safe for the pets. And if you're tired of the pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. A gallon of that stuff, it's industrial strength. It's going to make up to 7 gallons of cleaner. You can use a larger ratio for the old stains and the deeper stains and those kind of things. Genesis 950, not just for pet stains. You can clean your entire house with it. I'm serious. Bathrooms, kitchens, countertops, all of the stone, the granite, the quartz, the garage, floors, oil and grease. You can use it on your wheels, your tools, upholstery. So don't go out and buy new carpet and new stuff. Try Genesis 950. It's worth it right now. You can get it online, but don't go to Amazon.com. Go direct. Go to genesis950.com. You're going to get a free spray bottle, and you're going to get a discount when you use code Blaze. That's Genesis950.com. Use code Blaze. Really is amazing stuff. And like Willie's never the problem. Like at home, it's June.
Oh,
June, the little dog.
So you're blaming the women.
Yes.
Okay.
I see. It's women screw things up, right? I think it's people. Like, let me just unpack this in my outside of my head for a second. Like, I think that at some point in time, women just decided, okay, we've pushed this equality thing as far as we can. We need to be pissed about something. So let's make everything sexist. Let's make everything misogynistic. Because look, after watching that Peloton commercial, if that's sexist, then I'm sexist.
I mean, well, yes, you're sexist.
I'm sexist.
Yeah.
Right?
By today's standards, yes.
You come walking in here, you're wearing that thing and those boots and stuff like that, and I complimented you. I was like, I love that. Candace is over there wearing her Top Gun outfit in her coveralls, and she looks amazing too. Mark looks amazing. Look at that finely coiffed beard. Steve. But it's like, you know, Steve's always handsome.
Yep.
Steve's just handsome.
Aww.
You know, I just believe in that. Like, I think women are beautiful. I think I don't know how people, just me personally, I don't know how a guy can be gay. It doesn't make sense to me. My gay agent, Willie, not that Willie, my agent out in L.A., we got on an elevator, and one of the receptionists from the agency got on the elevator with us, and she went up a couple of floors, and we were going further up, and she got off, and I was like, nothing? Like, nothing? He's like, nope, it's totally disgusting to me. And I'm like, okay. Whatever, dude. I mean, if that's sexist, then I'm sexist, right?
Yeah, but you'll pick out a handsome dude, too. You say, that's a good-looking guy.
Matt Best was just in here.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
An equal
opportunist. You know what's funny? Matt Best was on here, and I posted that picture of me and Matt sitting here in the chairs, and somebody, her last name was Noel, and she said, is he single? I said, no, but oddly enough, his wife's name is Noel.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's kind of funny. So they redid the Baby It's Cold Outside, because apparently that's all about rape. Dean Martin had the song, I really can't stay, baby, it's cold outside. You know, and that whole thing about he's trying to talk her into sticking around, you know, because he wants to do the hibbity-dibbity. Mm-hmm. But that's what guys want.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. In the original song, she wanted it too.
She was just playing coy. Yeah, she was doing the whole thing. That's why I'm saying, you know, this whole no means no thing, whatever.
They wanted Netflix and chill is basically what they wanted.
Yeah.
Right. Well, because what's in this drink isn't a date rape drug. It's like, oh, goodness, I've had too much. What will I do?
The neighbors might think, baby, it's bad out there. Say, what's in this drink? No caps to be had out there. It's stupid. So anyway, that's as we've all heard. So, of course, they can't just leave it alone. They got to rework it. Who sings it? John Legend and
Kelly Clarkson.
Who should call home sometime down in Burleson, Texas, where we live. She won't come back.
Do you really want to reclaim her, though, after this?
I'm good. I'm all set.
I don't think anybody moves to Burleson, Texas because Kelly Clarkson's from there.
No.
Do you have a billboard?
No. There's not even a sign that says, welcome the home of Kelly Clarkson.
Nope. You know why?
They don't care.
No, well, let me, no. They care. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
They care because I meet with the city. I meet with officials in the city. And they've asked Kelly to come back on numerous occasions to do things. And she absolutely will not come back. She will not do it. And there are other artists who are from that area who won't even give a discounted deal to come and do stuff. But she won't even consider coming back to do anything.
Which is unfortunate because I feel like when you're from Texas, most of us are very proud to be from Texas, vocal about it, and, you know, are not like
that. So Kelly was not the most popular person, I don't think, at Burleson High School.
Mm-hmm.
I think, the words I hear was, you know, she'd show up in her sweatpants every day.
Yeah, and I could see that.
Was just kind of that.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a really good voice and sang. And, of course, she got out. That's great. That's what she wants to do. God bless you.
Yeah.
Go on and get out. If you don't want to come back, that's fine. I don't care. But whatever. I don't even know how we got in on that stuff. But more power to her. Go get it, Kelly. But this is funny. Really can't stay, baby. It's cold outside. I've got to go away, but I can call you a ride. This evening has been, I'm so glad that you dropped in. So very nice. Time spent with you is paradise. My mom will start to worry. I'll call the car and tell him to hurry.
My daddy will be pacing the floor.
Wait, what are you still living at home for? Yeah, so really, I'd better scurry. Your driver, his name is Murray. Yeah, but maybe just a half a drink more. Oh, we're both adults, so who's keeping score? This is absolutely, at least I'm going to say that I tried. Well, Murray, he just pulled up outside.
Well, hold on. Also, what will my friends think if I have one more drink? It's your body and your choice.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is no different than, you know, like the movies trying to, you know, they're rewriting the old movies to make them, you know, like Lion King or the other stuff. And you can make something out of everything and change it. But you're not, it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's not the
same. I've got to get home. Oh, baby, I'm well aware. Say, lend me a coat. Oh, keep it, girl. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody ain't getting laid. I mean, it's just.
My sister will be suspicious. Well, gosh, your lips look delicious. He's allowed to say that?
Yeah, there you go.
He's allowed to say that?
Yeah, I don't get the whole thing. I mean, is this where we're going? Is this really where the world, like, are we evolving with this? Are we getting better? Because I'm sorry, human nature is human nature, right?
Yep.
Human nature is human nature. Guys, somebody said to me the other day, well, I know how you guys are. You guys are always out. And like, yeah, God made us to pursue.
Yep.
If it were left up to women and just the hormone of estrogen, there'd only be like 2 billion people on the planet. But men pursue because we have the hormone testosterone. It makes us pursuers. And it's just, you know, and look, some people are wired different than other people. That's fine. That's good. But in general speaking, men are going to pursue women. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that the whole deal?
And women want to be pursued.
Of course they do.
I mean, that's the other part of that.
Yeah,
is, they do. Yeah, that's men are wired to pursue and women are wired to want the pursuit. And any woman who tells you that they don't is lying.
But you ever see like some of these women that throw the fit over stuff like this?
It's all manufactured.
Yeah, but they're not. Is it because they're not being pursued?
Correct. Yes, they're not being pursued.
I'm going there.
You look at their pictures in their bio on Twitter, and you're like, I can see why you'd be jealous.
Maybe if you hadn't worn your sweatpants to school every day, you know? Hey, are you sick and tired of overpriced greeting cards that don't say what you really want them to say? Baby, it's cold outside. For years, Americans have been stuck in the greeting card section reading sappy, fake messages that are, frankly, weak. They look like they were written by Beto's speechwriter. Who is Beto? I forget. Those days are over, folks, thanks to Patriot Penguin, the first and only greeting card company for conservatives like you and me that have a bigly sense of humor. Birthdays, holidays, Patriot Penguin has a huge selection of cards that will trigger your snowflake friends and, hey, your relatives too. Why not? Let's piss them all off. Plus, remind the like-minded that you're totally winning. All the cards from Patriot Penguin are designed and printed right here in a good old USA, and they ship free. So that makes a huge, huge difference. Go to MakeGreetingCardsGreatAgain.com. MakeGreetingCardsGreatAgain.com right now. And if you use offer code CHAD, you'll save 15%. Remember, you got to place your order quick. You're going to get them in here. I don't know if you can get them by the fit. I don't know if you can get them by Christmas at this stage. You just get a Christmas card from me?
Yes. Well, I got.
I didn't send it.
I got it
from Brandon.
You didn't?
No.
And Jade. Oh,
see, that's what gets me in trouble.
Your name was on there.
Just saying.
See, Jade gets me in trouble. My name was on it.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Yep.
So go to MakeGreetingCardsGreatAgain.com. Use promo code Chad. Get your 15% off. Come on. Send me a card. 6301 Riverside Drive, Irving, Texas.
Building one. Irving, Texas, 75039.
Didn't they tell you not to quit getting hate mail here?
Uh-huh.
Weren't you reprimanded for?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just Google. It's there.
Oh, my Lord. Candace, are you triggered? Baby, it's cold outside.
Not yet. No.
Huh?
No.
No,
not
do you
yet.
Feel she's do you feel objectified by men these days?
No.
Do you feel like it's cold outside?
You hadn't hung out with us enough then.
I hang out with you guys plenty.
Yeah, she's like way too much, actually. Yeah. If we could dial that back down.
We talked about it in the other episode. We talked about misogyny, and we joke about, okay, well, if that makes you a misogynist, then you must be a misogynist. But I've never, like, truly degraded a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you might make a joke or something like that that could be inappropriate. Like, just call it inappropriate.
Right.
If it bothers you. But just call somebody a misogynist.
I just want to know, what age do you become a creepy old man? From a misogynist, he's a creepy old man. Am I there?
Yeah. How old are you, Steve?
Does that mean I can get away with it, just saying whatever yet?
No, you can't. Because if you'll remember George H.W. Bush, who kept pinching fannies, grabbing butts and making inappropriate jokes to women, they went after him. And then I made a video about that, and people thought I was defending him. I'm like, the guy's 137 years old. I mean, he's in a wheelchair. It's just a different, I'm not excusing it, it's just a different era and a different way of doing things. And my grandfather used to go to Waffle House, order a cup of coffee for $2.75 and leave the waitress a $15 tip because he liked her. I mean, that was, you know, he was flirting. That was his deal.
Yeah. I mean, I think if Steve were on the left, you could get away with it.
You can get away with anything if you'll just be a liberal.
Yeah.
Right? You can cuss people out. You can get on Twitter. You can drop F-bombs at them. You can tell them to go to hell in all the strongest language. You can call them any name you want to call them. You can even say racist things to black people if you're a liberal.
To me, too. To my people, too.
Yeah, to your people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your Spanish people. Caprizo. But you can do, if you're on the left, you can get away with anything.
Yep.
Anything you want to get away with.
Talk about young kids rubbing on your nasty leg hair.
Yeah. And you can say totally that fine stuff and people just sweep it right under the deal. Nobody's going to talk about it.
But don't you think the left kind of thinks the same way we do in the fact of, I know what's going to trigger that person on the right?
Here's the thing. If you're extremely far on either side, you're a jackass, okay? like if you're alt-right, And like, you identify as that, like, you think that your skin color makes you superior or supreme to somebody else, you're an ass. And nobody respects you. I mean, you will be shed off into the dustbin of history. Nobody cares about you or your opinion. And that goes on either side. I don't care how far, if you want to go far right, you want to go far left. Nope, nobody's living out there. Stop trying to identify others as living out there. Mm-hmm. Steve can't even say Ku Klux Klan properly.
What do you say?
He thinks it's the Ku Klux Klan.
I'm not even going to try to say it now.
You know, I want to hear it now.
He can't even say Ku Klux Klan.
I can say it because I thought again about it, but I would normally say Ku Klux Klan.
He's from the piney woods of East Texas, and he can't even pronounce the words for KKK. So, I mean, you're a horrible white supremacist because that's what you are.
It's the first rule is you got to know how to pronounce it if you're going to be a part of the club.
Yeah. So, I've never knowingly known. I grew up in Georgia, and I've never known a Klan member.
No.
That I know of.
No.
I mean, they were keeping it deep secrets. I've never known anybody really keep it a secret. I have met one person in my life, and it was in Wichita Falls, Texas, and this was a person who was a, I don't know, transient person that I happened to give a ride to, was broken down on the side of the road, who identified as a white supremacist. And that was after they'd gotten into my car, and I'd gotten them almost all the way back to where they needed to be, and they started talking that stuff. And I was
they
like,
said, oh, by the way, I'm a white supremacist.
Well, they started showing me their tattoos.
But I was going to say, this proves one thing, that you've never been to prison. Because I guarantee you, from what I hear, day one, you choose.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be a white supremacist or not.
I'm going to be with the Guapos.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be
with. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, if you own a car or a house, and you know that shopping for insurance is just a mind-numbing, soul-sucking process that can take forever, but you need to have insurance, stop overpaying for it. You can get a lower rate for the exact same coverage you already have with help from Gabby. That's right, G-A-B-I. Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers. Just link your current insurance account in about 2 minutes. you're going to be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. That's what I did. Trust me, it saves you a ton of time. Gabby customers are going to save $825 per year on average. If they can't find you savings like they did for me and a lot of people that I know that work right here in our studio, they'll let you know so you can just relax knowing you have the absolute best rate out there. Gabby is free to use, and they'll never sell your information. So no annoying spam or robocalls. Just take 2 minutes right now to start saving on your car and homeowner's insurance. Go to Gabby.com/WatchChad for a limited time. If they can't, listen, if they can't find you savings on your insurance, you're going to get a $10 Amazon gift card. That's Gabi.com/WatchChad. Go to Gabby.com/Chad right now. Terms and conditions apply. See the site for details.
Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion.
That's a good deal.
It's a
That's
great
a win-win.
Deal. It's a great deal. It's a great deal.
I want some of those conservative greeting cards, too.
You want some of them Patriot Penguins, don't you?
Yeah.
They're great. I've seen them.
I need to stop coming on the show because I'm like, ooh, I want that. Oh, I want that also.
I do that every time I go on your show, too. Yeah. And sometimes, you know what? Your show's been killing it, though. Like the YouTube for your News and Why It Matters mm-hmm. has grown hugely. Mm-hmm. And then your Sarah Gonzalez bigly. Unfiltered is growing bigly. Mm-hmm. If you're not following Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered, you need to get it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's fun. We have fun.
Mine's growing. Chad Prather.
Chad Prather is growing much, much more than mine is, especially with that Jeffrey Epstein expose. Woo.
So the other day, Rush Limbaugh was saying that there's not enough people saying anything about the New Mexico ranch. And I was like, well, we need to send Snerdly a little clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't ever really listen to Rush Limbaugh. Sometimes it gets sent to me, information. Mm-hmm. So that got sent. Anyway.
Isn't that kind of frustrating, though, too?
Yeah.
I'm sure Glenn feels that way a lot, too. It's just like, hello, I've been saying this for months now, and you're acting like you're the first one to say it.
Yeah, and that's the thing that a lot of times people don't understand is there you have your factions of broadcasters and news people and journos and radio people and stuff, and maybe there's been a little rift somewhere at some point in time, so they're like, oh, I don't even look at that source anymore. You know, I try to get along with everybody except you. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I want to give you a nasty Pelosi bony witch finger right here. Don't you talk to me like that. Don't you dare. Don't you mess with me. I'm a good Catholic girl. I'm a good Catholic girl, Steven. The word hate does not exist anywhere in my brain.
She hates.
She hates. Did you see the hate that came out of her fiery witch eyes whenever she came back at that dude?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you.
At least she didn't challenge him to a push-up contest.
That's true.
I mean.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
Joe Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden did that?
He almost jumped in that guy's face.
Yeah, the Iowa voter.
He basically
called him fat and said, let's do a push-up contest and we'll run laps and see who wins.
I'd punch Joe Biden right in the face. Who do these guys think they are? You know, that's my thing. I watch the sheer audacity of these people who are supposed elected servants of the people. Servants of the people. You know what servants do?
They pick up pee.
They go clean up pee.
That's right.
When your dog pisses on Hillary Kennedy's news desk in Glenn Beck's studio.
Well, in that exchange, too, between Joe Biden and that voter, the one that Steve was referring to, he also said, I've been doing this a long time. I know more than everyone else.
That's exactly what he said.
And no one's talking about that. And I'm like, should we not talk about that, guys?
Well, I'm not voting for you anyway. Well, I know you're not.
Yeah. You're too old to vote for me.
Yeah, in the other deal, the other one, Biden tells the guy, says, well, you need to go vote for Trump then.
Yes.
At his own town hall meeting.
He has a history of doing that this campaign. He even, when there was an Iowa reporter talking to him, she said, make your case for why people should vote for you. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Do you want to be president or not?
Yeah, I know, but I actually kind of like that kind of mentality of saying, well, if that's not your deal, then you need to go vote for Trump.
That one, yes.
It's,
but,
and
she,
I get
but,
what, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the man's a moron.
Yeah.
No, he's a total moron.
I don't think
moron,
it's a winning strategy, really. I mean, I think every opportunity you get to tell people what you stand for and how you can improve their lives, you take when you're a candidate, right?
Yeah.
Let me blow y'all's mind. Joe Biden doesn't want to be president of the United States.
No.
He doesn't want to be. Okay. But let me blow your mind. This whole Democratic campaign thing, the whole thing, I believe, with the exception of a few candidates, your Marianne Williamsons, your folks like this, it's a whole sham. The whole thing is a sham. None of them have any intention of being president of the United States. None of them. I think Elizabeth Warren, she might luck into a candidacy in that regard, a nomination, I should say. But none of them. The whole deal is a sham process. Why would Kamala Harris drop out? She says she didn't raise enough money. Well, that doesn't cost you anything just to exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially since she already qualified for the next debate.
Yeah.
I mean, that was very bizarre. Why leave after you've already qualified?
Right. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. No. And I'll tell you why. Because somebody said, hey, now it's time for the pieces to start falling into place. If you want to be a part of this administration, you know you're not going to be president. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be a part of what's coming, it's time for you to peel on out. Mm. Right? So what does that mean? Well, it could be a cabinet position, could be a VP position. I don't know. Because I think if Elizabeth Warren were to get it, Pete Buttigieg is probably going to be her VP choice. I think if Hillary jumps in the deal, I think it's going to be someone like a Stacey Abrams who's going to.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no,
it's horrible. It's horrible. That's how far we've gone.
Two failed candidates.
Yeah, but cool. Hillary would be a female ticket. It's going to be two females that are going
to
do that.
What are you trying to say? She already told Howard Stern she's not a lesbian.
Yeah, well, it's going to be. I love when they were talking about laying there and holding hands, and she said, "You're going to make me cry." Isn't that what I heard her say?
Well, the night she lost the election, she was laying in bed with Bill Clinton, and he just held her hand while she cried, and it sounded it sounds legitimate. And then everybody on the talk radio was, you know, there's no way that he was laying in bed with her holding hands.
No, it's I don't think so either.
Waited till she fell asleep so he could go downstairs.
Yeah.
have you ever seen them be affectionate at all? They're never affectionate. No, they've got a deal.
You think it's just their relationship's total business?
Yes, absolutely. Always has been. Business and power.
Bill Clinton, the goal has always been Hillary, because Bill Clinton married a woman like his mother, a domineering person who could control his life and in essence take care of his life.
Yep.
And there's a lot of bio out there on that. You can study that for yourself. Hillary Clinton, of course, is going to get into the race. I've said it. I'll never get the credit for it, but I've said it now for 7 months.
But she's missed the New Hampshire deadline.
It doesn't matter. You see this totally dog? Dog like is just chill.
I love him.
He's just totally chill. He does what I tell him to do.
For my dog to be like that.
Watch, he's going to stretch for a minute. He's going to get his stretch out.
I did not realize he's so big.
Yeah. People don't understand. He'll eat your face off if I tell him to. You know? I mean, he's capable.
Yeah.
He's also chilling.
He's a big baby.
Yeah, he is. He's 100% comfortable. He loves it. And a little while ago, he jumped up in this chair and his red rocket was sticking out.
This is
the sexist episode.
It was lipstick.
That's what it is. Yeah. A little red rocket was just sticking right out.
Hey, you know, I posted a picture on Thanksgiving with my dog. I covered her privates with a turkey. And I still got crap for it. You shouldn't have. Well, some people were like, thanks for covering the red rocket. I was like, it's not a red rocket. Okay. She's modest and she doesn't want to show her goods. And then some people were like, why'd you cover it? That's too PC. I'm like, well, did you want to look at it or not?
Yeah, the thing about it is, who gives a shit if you did or you didn't?
I know. I thought it was cute. It was a turkey. It was cute as Thanksgiving. People on the internet ruin everything.
Yeah, they do.
Everything.
Oh, by the way, you hold your stance is all
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, you're holding your gun wrong. Well, I hit the target fine, so screw you.
I used to want to love people, but people messed that up.
Post a picture of your food. They let you know how theirs is better.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. You want to do a barbecue video of like cooking meat or something and watch people, or shooting, and just watch how people come out. Everybody's an expert.
That's what he was talking about.
I posted
a picture with my gun and everyone was like, you're holding it wrong.
You're standing there holding it wrong.
Oh, we got, speaking of shooting things, in case you have missed it, according to Mark, Christmas came a whole lot faster this year.
What, like a day or two or what? Come on.
It's way faster.
It's almost an entirely week earlier than normal, so you have less time to get your presents between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
Is that because of when the last Thursday falls?
It's like the fourth Thursday, right?
Okay.
Yeah, because Friday was the first this year. The first was on a Friday, so it's the latest possible it could be.
That's sexist. It's all sexist. Willie? You ready to go outside and pee? Look at my socks.
He'll just do it inside. What are you talking about?
Go outside.
He's got a look at my sexist socks.
What is that?
They got a
land of the free because of the brave.
Yep. I know.
Is that a male or a female on your sock?
It's a male.
That's brave.
It's a male.
Why couldn't it be a female on your sock that's brave?
Oh, I have to show you the Donald Trump socks that I just ordered. Yeah.
I saw some last night.
They've got a tuft of hair.
Yes. I saw some on a guy was wearing them last night at a party we went to, a football watch party, and he had those socks on.
They're
great. Yes.
How did you get such a social life, Steve?
I know. I was like, he was at a party.
I'm really not a partier.
I'm really not a partier. It wasn't really a party. I got invited over for dinner for a friend's house, and they were having barbecue and watching football.
Sick invite, bro.
Yeah. So Steve does a lot of things these days.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
A lot of things these days that I don't hear about.
Elitist.
As long as it's inside my circle, I'm good. I've got like a circle around my house, you know,
that's also just not I suffer from I could not sweat at the time. I think it was just an overdose of adrenaline because I was shot at in the Falklands, and so I just up until recently because of a few thing that was done, I just started sweating recently.
But guess what? That's brilliant. He's actually played and did that brilliant.
Did
as
he?
Stupid as he sounds and stuff like that. Have you heard anything since?
Yeah.
They what? Disowned him.
Yeah, the royal family really disowned his ass.
They didn't really disown him.
Yeah,
he's out.
For the public, no.
He's out.
That was all planned. All right, you're going to go up there. You're going to say some stupid stuff. We're going to disown you.
No, I assure you it was not.
Yeah.
I assure you the royal family does not go just do stupid stuff.
Oh, they paid off somebody. Somebody somewhere.
Sorry, Andy. It ain't good for you, buddy. I mean, you just had the most extraordinary personalities and dinner parties. And I wouldn't say that I'm not a partier.
Yeah, chicks hanging off him in every picture.
I know, right? That look like my parties.
I was going to say, it looks like Chad Prey the Bear Party.
Look like my parties.
You don't deny it, though. You're like, hell
no.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to strip down naked and jump the fence and go, well, we jumped the fence, then strip down naked and jump in the community pool. With a bunch of us, man. 2:00, 3:00 in the morning.
What, last Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, while Steve was at a football party. Jeez. Come see me if you're in Las Vegas on the 13th, Treasure Island, the Mystere Theater. Come in there, check me out. We're going to have a good time because we're doing a lot of new stuff. We got the new Am I Crazy tour coming out 2020. And
the answer is yes.
Yeah, I am crazy.
Starts in February.
Well, yeah, actually it'll start in January because we're going back to Visalia and Bakersfield. And you know, we had a good almost 2-year run with Star Spangled Banter. And, you know, we're doing a lot of repeat cities. And so we're going to do the Am I Crazy tour and not really political. Sometimes we'll get into it because let's face it, Washington's crazy. So, you know, and I've got some things that are coming out in the next year.
Your Midget the Pridget bit, because yeah. I've heard some of the new stuff, and it's like, you know, our buddy Jeff Sperrier.
Yeah.
And
Jeff, if you're watching Midget from Pridget, I do use him by name on stage, which I know that he loves that. And it was funny when he wanted to bring back his Midget from Pridget T-shirts.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, well, that's offensive. You can't use that word. He's like, I'm the damn Midget. I mean, it's like telling a black person he can't rap. You know, you can't say that in your rap song.
Wow.
I know. He's like, I'm the Midget. Crazy. But that is a funny bit. Yeah. It's a true story,
it's
too.
Yeah.
It's a true story. But yeah, come find us. We're going back to Visalia, Bakersfield. We're going to Reno. February 1st, we'll be in Reno, which will be cool. We got a show in Oklahoma.
Yep.
I can't think. Where is it? We're going to be in Virginia. We're going to be in the middle of nowhere, Illinois, Southern Illinois. But my manager says it's right outside of Evansville.
Yes.
Just 90 miles.
Right outside, 90 miles.
Yeah. Go to watchchad.com. I made it so easy. The mothership, which is watchchad.com.
I don't know how you do it.
The podcast here. You can get the podcast. You can get the tour schedule. You can get all the merch sites. That dog claws. Is just snuggled right up.
I know. I love him.
I know.
Oh, we're back up in Everett, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back up in Everett, birthplace of the one and only Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a repeat performance up there every year. We'll be back there January, what, 18th?
Yep, January 18th. Elk City, Oklahoma.
Elk City, Oklahoma. March that's 13th. It. I knew it was something city.
Elk City?
Yeah.
Where's that close to?
It's Oklahoma.
We need to go in there and make some changes on that.
I legitimately don't know how you guys do it. You're just constantly touring.
I legitimately don't know how we do it either.
I don't think
then
I
you and I were headed down to the TPUSA event. We'll be there the 19th through the 22nd, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yep.
Down there with the Prez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trying to get to
Prez Jr.
Yeah, trying to get Prez Jr. on my show.
Yeah. Candace, how are we looking for? You reached out to anybody? Have you done anything? Don't look at me like that,
wow,
woman.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That was a look.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Was that sexist? I don't know anymore. After the Peloton commercial, everything must be sexist.
Everything, any possible way that you could criticize a woman is sexist.
The Washington Monument is sexist.
Everything is sexist.
Church steeples are sexist.
If everything is sexist, then nothing is sexist.
Rockets.
So, yes.
Are sexist.
So, we'll just say all phallic symbols are
all
sexist.
All phallic symbols. Masonry, Freemasonry. You got the compass and the square.
Wow.
With the big G in the middle. Grand architect of the universe. That is supposed to be a sexual position. It symbolizes that.
So sexist. Show me again.
Look up the Freemasonry. Huh. Now I have my Freemasons who are picking on me. I'm like, no, you know what it means. You're a Freemason.
What'd they do to get free?
Candace
got free key.
Candace is not having it.
Candace, do we know who we're going to have in TPUSA at TPU in Florida?
We're scheduling stuff.
As okay, we're scheduling. All right. Yeah.
TBD.
That means it'll be me and you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you shut up, Candace.
I'm taking a leave of
absence. I need results out of you, woman. Look behind you. Look behind you. Look behind you.
No, I'm not going to
Yeah, look behind you. You look at the name on the wall, girl. You look over there, girlfriend. Oh,
what
I got people
sexist.
Right now already, Candace, who are like, what are you going to say about Oregon? Why are you going to talk about, don't you talk negatively about Oregon? I said, no, Oregon's a beautiful place, but it's outside influences that have totally bent you over and screwed your state and many of your cities, especially Portland. And we're going to be doing a special two-part docuseries on that in
January.
2020. Yeah. Oh, these docuseries are going to get legit. We're going to talk about things nobody wants to talk about.
I'm so excited.
People are scared to talk about. Like, I just talked about Freemasonry.
Come at them.
I don't have anything against them. Whatever. Y'all do your thing. Get your poobah robe on and go poobah.
What, are you going to sleep?
No, I could. I could. Sleep right through the holidays. Pull a Rip Van Winkle, man. Whoo. All right. We're out of here, Party Foul Steve.
Let's go.
Candace. Candice, Puppet Master, Sarah Gonzalez, are you done for the day?
I am.
Yeah?
I am done.
God, this was supposed to be a 30-minute episode.
Whoops.
I'm
time
sorry.
Flies when you're having fun.
I'm sorry. I love y'all. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye. ¶¶